The agency that provides ferry service to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket may be in for some major changes. Those changes are recommended in a new report commissioned to address the causes of several high-profile service interruptions in the past year. WBUR's Simone Rios has details.
The Steamship Authority runs ferries year-round, back and forth from Woods Hole to Martha's Vineyard and from Hyannis to Nantucket. The 140-page report praises it as one of the few organizations of its kind that generates its revenue without government subsidies. But the report says that emphasis on cost savings means the Steamship Authority is understaffed in critical areas, and that three power outages and a vessel grounding this year serve to illustrate that point. John Sainsbury is president of HMS Consulting, the maritime firm that conducted the audit. He says the steps required now are going to be hard.
They're going to cost money. They are going to upset people. They're going to require resources. That means people, software, whatever it happens to be. But there's no half measures here.
Sainsbury presented his findings to the Steamship Authority Board at Falmouth High School. His recommendations include turning the authority into a more hierarchical organization, with department heads reporting to a currently non-existent chief operating officer rather than to the general manager. If implemented, the multiple hires and software purchases required would cost $1 million initially and another $1 million annually. Steamship Authority General Manager Bob Davis says he's ready to start reforming the organization. But Davis says he wants the public to know safety has always been a top priority.
Our vessels are safe. You know, we have a dedicated bunch of crew members and staff making sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to make sure that they're operating in a safe and reliable condition. We do spend, as I mentioned, quite a bit on our maintenance program for our vessels, as well as our training programs.
Among roughly 50 people at the afternoon board meeting was Sam Patterson, a selectman in Falmouth and an engineer by trade. He says the Steamship Authority should restructure itself to reflect the best practices of today. And Patterson says the authority should create a new position to orchestrate the restructuring, not hire another consultant, as proposed by one of the board members.
They need to be part of the team, not somebody that's preaching to them about what should happen. It's really a matter of the organization figuring out how it can do a better job of being a quality organization that delivers quality products and services.
The Steamship Authority chief says the next steps are to identify the most important priorities for action. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.